Here's the big question. How do we as salespeople develop the right mindset, tactics, and skills to thrive in today's ever-changing, technologically advanced world? Welcome to the Sales Lab. This podcast is dedicated to the answer. All right, so let's discuss a little different framework around goal setting. Now, many of you set some goals for the year. We're 2 months in, almost 3 months into the year, and maybe you should do a self-check to see where you are after the first, say, 70 days of the year. But at the same time, there's a lot of things that people miss when it comes to goal setting. One of the main things is, what is the outcome you're looking for? Too many people get those two things confused, a goal and an outcome, right? So your outcome for the year could be the amount of money you make, or how many clients you want to serve, or how much you want to save and put away for purchasing a property, or buying a business, or buying out a competitor, whatever it is, right? That is your outcome for that particular plan. The goal should be the stepping stones along the way, kind of reverse engineering the outcome and knowing what, say, targets and KPIs you need to hit. Those would be your goals. So if you've ever used that framework called SMART goals, specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time sensitive, we're going to adopt some of that in this new framework that I put together that I think is going to help you really stay attached to the outcome you're looking for. And it's called Summit. The reason why I called it Summit, think about climbing a mountain, right? The end result, the ultimate outcome, is to get to the summit. Let's just call it Mount Everest, right? Mount Everest. People lose their lives trying to reach the summit. But the goal along the way is to get to those checkpoints, those campground, those camping points that they spend the night and then, you know, get up the next morning and start hiking again. So those are your goals, your first day goal, your second day goal, your third day goal, or even think of it as taking a road trip. You want to drive from California to New York. Your goal might be to get to Denver by, 11 p.m. the first night. Okay, so if you leave Los Angeles at a certain time, you need to get to Denver by 11 p.m. Great, now that's our first goal in order to get to the ultimate outcome of getting to New York City. Okay, so let's go through this framework, and I think you'll start to see, yes, we've adopted some of the SMART goals framework, but this is actually going to help you really stay attached to the ultimate outcome that you're looking for. So the first one is also borrowed, so it's specific. So making sure that your outcome is extremely specific as to what you're looking to accomplish. It can't be, I want to make more money this year than I did last year. You want to make how much more money? How many more clients do you want to serve? You get it? Okay, so be specific. Now this one is where you can have some freedom, right? It's okay to be a bit unreasonable about your goal or about your outcome, okay? So in the SMART goal framework, we want to be realistic about what we're accomplishing, say, that first day, or what are we accomplishing this week in our business, right? That's a very realistic end result for that week, but it's okay to be unreasonable about your overall outcome so that you have something really to strive for, okay? So go big. If you wanted to make $800,000 this year, then why not make it 1.2, right? Make it a little bit more unreasonable, or even 2 million, right? Like, really push it, because it's okay to strive for more in the outcome. You want to be very realistic about your goals, but it's okay to be unreasonable about your outcomes. Okay, the next one is measurable. So you want to be able to track and measure everything that you're doing that leads you to your ultimate outcome. So make sure you have some sort of system in place to check yourself, and make sure that you're staying on track. So going back to your goals and your KPIs, how are you measuring them, right? How are you keeping track, whether it's simply just writing it up on a whiteboard? Do you have an online system? Do you have an app? Whatever. Just make sure it's measurable, okay? Now, this one's really good. Meaningful. When you start to really get to the bottom of why you want to accomplish something, and you have a strong meaning behind the outcome you're looking for, I guarantee you things start to change. It gives a different perspective as to what you're looking to accomplish. Okay, so let's make sure that we're setting meaningful outcomes. Okay, intentional. Okay, we want to make sure that we're setting intentions for just about everything that we do. When you pick up that phone, what is your intention in calling that client? What is your intention for sending that email? What is your intention for reaching the goal by the end of the week? Be very intentional and make those statements to yourself so that you can stay focused and measure those intentions. Okay, and the same thing as our SMART goals, we want it to be time sensitive. So is it a 10-year plan? Is it a 5-year plan? Is it a 1-year plan? Or are you going to use this on a monthly basis, which you could? You can have a summit outcome for every single month, and then your goals are your checkpoints along the way, right? Your stepping stones, your stop-offs on that road trip, okay? So what I would love to see you do is create something like this for yourself in your business. Let me know how it's working for you. If you think that this is something that's going to give you a little bit more, you know, power in setting those ultimate outcomes in your business, then I'd love to hear about it. But try it. Just try it. See if this is going to actually get you to that summit when you're climbing up that mountain. Okay? Talk to you next time.